It's gone back up to what we would see as normal levels. So it's gone back up to what it was pre-pandemic. So it has gone up, but it's the situation we find ourselves in the last couple of years. I don't think there's anything to sort of be concerned about in relation to the figures going up.
Within the overall figures, there's obviously areas of crime that have dropped, areas that have gone up, and I know particularly burglary and vehicle crime has fallen.
Yeah, that's right. Within the sort of crime figures, like you say, there's different areas. Some have gone up, some have gone down. What we class as acquisitive crime, so burglaries, theft of motor vehicles, theft from motor vehicles, theft store, that type of thing, they've gone down, which is encouraging.
The rises that are particularly notable are the violence with injury, without injury, and public disorder. Can you sort of put that down to anything?
The violence with injury and public disorder would probably go hand in hand down to the nighttime economy. Obviously, during the pandemic, all the licensed premises were closed. People were sort of not allowed to leave the houses. So we expected to see those figures. And then with everything opening back up again, people have enjoying their freedom, so they've gone back into the towns, and hence the rise in sort of that type of figure.
Sure, and I know too the way some crimes are recorded may impact on the higher figures.
Yeah, that's right. We've changed the way we record stuff. So previously, if there was one incident, we would have perhaps record three or four victims, whereas now we record three or four victims each as a different crime report. So the number of reports has gone up just because, like I say, we changed the way we record stuff.
There was another drop in shoplifting, which I know in the past has been increases, but compared to before the pandemic, you know, it's quite a significant fall there.
Yeah, that's right. With shoplifting, it's seen as a bit of a victimless crime because it tends to be sort of shops, and people think of shops as big sort of big companies. But you've got the independents, the towns and villages are full of a lot of independent retailers. So and it has an impact on them personally with their businesses. So we do take it seriously, and it's good to see that shoplifting has gone down and it stayed down, that's encouraging.
And just moving on to the antisocial behaviour, that was one of the areas that rose during COVID. There were incidents, I know, in a few of the parks locally. But again, that dropping down must be pleasing.
It is, yeah. The antisocial behaviour, we saw a really, really sharp spot rise in that after we came out of lockdown last year. We saw that nationally, but that was because sort of people had been given their freedoms back and they were able to go outside and they enjoyed it and made most of it. And we saw a rise in what was classed as ASB. And with the winter, and now we've come back into spring and summer, we've seen ASB stay down, which is really good. And from last year, we did a number of things to try and combat the rise in ASB last year, and we've carried those on from this year. So and that's been really encouraging as well.
Yeah, no, which is great. Domestic violence, that seems to have gone up. Is there anything you can say about that one?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of it went up during lockdown, obviously, because just by the nature of being people being sort of cooped up together in houses, it went up. So whether it's gone up because people feel more comfortable about reporting it, or the processes around how people report it have improved as a result of last year, it's gone up. I mean, it's obviously disappointing it's gone up, but hopefully it's gone up because people are more readily willing to report it and not just sort of suffer in silence, and they find it easy to report it. The processes are there, so that may be reason, and which I'm not saying that the rise is good, but hopefully the fact that people are reporting it or more willing to is a good thing.
Yeah, no, definitely. And yeah, obviously all these figures, you don't just kind of look at them and say, oh, that's how they've gone. You do, I know, make plans on the back of them.
Yeah, we do. So we sort of, we look at, like I said, the different categories of crime. We know that some crimes go up in different parts of the year. So we know that burglars go up when the nights start drawing in, so we plan for that. We sort of have campaigns around long winter nights. We know that the ASB tends to increase during the holidays, or the public order increases when the weather's good, so we plan around those type of things. And we know that certain sporting events, for example, or certain weekends in the calendar, will attract more people in the town centre. So we put plans around our nighttime economy to try and deal with the rising in calls. So we have got a plan. We've got a calendar as such, and we can look back on previous trends or trends from previous years and sort of try and anticipate what's going to happen. So, and hopefully that's why we've seen some successes in the last 12 months.